The preacher man says it's the end of time, and the Mississippi River, she's a going dry. The interest is up and the stock market's down, and you're only getting mugged if you go downtown. I live back in the woods, you see, a woman and the kids and the dogs and me. I got a shotgun, a rifle, and a four-wheel drive, and a country boy can survive. Country folks can survive. I can plow a field all day long. I can catch catfish from dusk till dawn. Make our own whiskey and our own smoke too. Ain't too many things these old boys can't do. We grow good old tomatoes and homemade wine, and country boy can survive. Country folks can survive. Because you can't starve us out and you can't make us run. Those women more boys raised on shotguns. We say grace and we say ma'am. If you ain't into that, we don't give a damn. We came from the West Virginia coal mines and the Rocky Mountains and the western skies. And we can skin a buck, we can run a trot line, and a country boy can survive. Country folks can survive. I had a good friend in New York City. He never called me by my name, just Hillbilly. My grandpa taught me how to live off the land, and his taught him to be a businessman. He used to send me pictures of the Broadway nights, and I'd send him some homemade wine. But he was killed by a man with a switchblade knife. For $43, my friend lost his life. I'd love to spit some beach nut in that dude's eyes and shoot him with my old 45, 'cause a country boy can survive. Country folks can survive. California and South Alabama and little towns all around this land. And we can skin a buck and run a trot line, and a country boy can survive. Country folks can survive.
Hey, thanks for joining us, folks. This is the Trump Phenomenon Radio Show, and here we are live on Thursday, 12-12-2019, December 12th, Christmas. It's beginning to look a lot like Christmas, and today felt like Christmas, watching the House Judiciary Committee. I just like that phrase, dumpster fire. For the demon rats, it was a dumpster fire. For the Republicans, it was glorious. It was wonderful. Anyway, we'll be together here for the next hour. You can join in live if you like at 800-313-9443. I'll endeavor to take your calls. Let's see. If you've never called before, it's so simple. Dial that number, 800-313-9443. You'll talk with an engineer in the great city of Round Rock, Texas, who will patch you into me up here in North Dakota, and then we'll converse via the magic of the World Wide Web. Let's see, what can we talk about tonight? I've got some new things I've subscribed to on my screen, and I'll tell you what, things are looking good here for us building alternative media, building our own media. I think there's some real hope here online. Of course, you're listening to part of it right now, the Republic Broadcasting Network, which is beaming out over, among other outlets, TalkStream Live. So thank you all you TalkStream Livers out there. Something that was streaming out today all over the place. Everybody was streaming it all over the place. Well, no, the real big liars of network news were not streaming this out. They didn't want you to see the dumpster fire occurring in the Capitol building. The Senate Judiciary Committee, headed by Jerry Nadler, and I'll get a link up here with the committee members. This, you know, I'll tell you, so much was evidenced by this hearing, and it's going on right now. I'll better check in on it. Let me just see. It may be going on right now, and let's see. I don't. They're in a kind of a recess. I see a sort of recess here on the C-SPAN channel. So I'll come back to that, though, when they come back in. This has been a marathon all day thing. And here's the good news, boys and girls. The demon rats embarrassed themselves. They exposed themselves. They revealed themselves. Any Americans who got to watch these lousy people learned a lot about what the Democrat Party is all about, especially its leadership. And if you could watch these people, and I'll give you some of the names here in just a moment, if you could watch these people and conclude from that you wanted to be a member of this party, you are one sick puppy. Not you. I'm not talking about you. I mean those who would want to be part of this demon rat party. You gotta be twisted. By contrast, watching the Republicans, this was a hall of heroes. They're wonderful. I'll give you an example. Let's go to the heroes first. There are 17 Republicans on the Senate Judiciary House, excuse me. I'll make that mistake more than once. The House Judiciary Committee. And let me just see if I see anybody here that didn't impress me. There's one that I don't. No, I don't see a single one that didn't impress me. Now that, folks, is progress. Let's see. Let me look at this one here. Yeah. They all impressed me. Some really impressed me. And the ones who really impressed me, Doug Collins of Georgia, Louis Gohmert of Texas. Oh, I got to make a special place for him. Jim Jordan of Ohio, same deal. John Ratcliffe of Texas. Matt Gaetz of Florida. These special, special guys. And Debbie Lesko of Arizona. And Greg Stubbe of Florida. An Army vet. I think he's Army. And he's a veteran. Boy, is he good. By contrast, the people among the Democrats, there are 7 more of them than the Republicans have. So it's kind of, the committee is kind of stacked with demon rats. But let me just read you some of the frightening people on here. Jerry Nadler, of course. Sheila Jackson Lee of Texas. Oh, ooh. Steve Cohen of Tennessee. Eww, ouch. Ted Deutch of Florida. These are frightening people. Hakeem Jeffries of New York. Here's a real douchebag. David Cicilline of Rhode Island. Eric Swalwell of California. Jamie Raskin of Maryland. Pramila Jayapal of the state of Washington. Sylvia Garcia of Texas. No, she's not. She's bad, but she's not among the really worst. Lucy McBath of Georgia. Oh, ouch. Let's see. Madeline Dean of Pennsylvania. Debbie Mucarcel Powell of Florida. These people are just terrifying. You know, in this show, I talk about polarization, separating the men from the boys, separating the patriots from the rest. And among all these 24, I think it is, Democrats, there's not one person that is in any slightest way impressive. Now, I'm not trying to be hyperbolic. I'm not trying to. I'm just being kind of just the facts, man. Straight up facts. 24 men and women, not one of whom is in any slightest way an impressive human being. How do you like them apples? On the other hand, the 17 Republicans, every one of them is impressive. Every one of them appears to be an outstanding person. Some of them heroic people. Every single one. Now, this brings up my point. I mean, we're separating into two camps in America. And the good guys versus the bad guys. And of course, you, everybody listening to this radio, is among the good guys. And it's a hell of a fight that we've got ourselves in. The bad guys are very numerous, and they're very bad. But what I'm really happy about is that Donald Trump is not fighting alone. He's got some real, his team, our team, is getting really good. Okay, let's see here. Okay, now just to give you the short score on what happened today. They're putting together two articles of impeachment, obstruction of Congress, and what was the other one? Abuse of power. Neither of those is a crime. There's no statute attached to either one. There's no specificity to either one. They are a joke. It's a complete scam. These will be voted out. Robert's Rules of Order. What is the? Is it moving the previous question when you call for a vote? It's been too many years since I was in student government. They'll probably move the previous question, have a vote tonight, and report out those two, report to the full House those two articles of impeachment, which will then be considered by the full House sometime next week, not tomorrow apparently, sometime next week, like maybe Wednesday. And then they will have this magnificent impeachment vote. I just can't wait for this thing. It'll be so wonderful. Then that's sent over to the Senate, where it'll get even more exciting. It'll be even more of a great event with a new batch of heroes. The Republicans in the Senate are turning out to they're producing some heroes over there. The House has more really great people than the Senate, but the Senate has a few good ones. So, and they're all Republicans. And it's polarizing over there just as it is in the House, just as it is in your neighborhood, in your town, you know, wherever you are, in your school, in your college. It's polarizing. We're all polarizing. And that's beautiful. That's what needs to happen. If you're going to sort this thing out and get it over with, let's polarize. Let's get this party started. So no more kumbaya. Can't we all just get along? Remember that famous question from the LA riots? Can't we all just get along? Well, we finally have the answer. Who was it that asked that question? Was it the guy that got hit in the head with a garbage disposal after they dragged him out of his truck in the LA riots? Just an innocent guy who was driving a truck through the riots there, and rioters dragged him out of his truck and started beating him in the head with a garbage disposal. You know, if you've ever, I've installed a few hundred of those. They're pretty heavy. I wouldn't want to get hit. I wouldn't be the same person after getting hit in the head with a garbage disposal multiple times and kicked while I'm on the ground. And I think that guy, after he got hit in the head with a garbage disposal, white guy, who said, can't we all just get along? Well, the question to his answer is, you know, finally coming in, no, we can't. No, we can't just get along. We need to go to our separate corners. Anyway, we'll go to this. Let me just see if it's back on the House. No, they're not back at their desks. But I heard somewhere they're going to stay there till midnight. So all their papers are still on their desks. The camera is still on there live. And they'll be coming back in. They're taking maybe some kind of a dinner break. More good news tonight. Brexit. It looks like Brexit is a done deal. The conservatives have won big, it appears. We won't know for sure till tomorrow. But it appears they've won big in their election. So they will dominate Parliament with a clear majority. Correct me if I'm wrong. I'm watching live reporting. Let me go here over to this live reporting. I've got a new channel on my computer here that gives me live reporting from Europe. Let me just see if I can get it here. UK election results. Conservatives on course for landslide win as first results come in. And let me see. Let me turn up my audio, see if I can hear it.
And the North, that red wall is crumbling, isn't it?
That's the most striking thing that we've seen so far. Those first early results coming through from the north of England, and this was the big question about the election. How far could Boris Johnson and the Conservatives break through and bring down that red wall? And the answer very quickly seemed to confirm the exit poll and confirmed very much that this was actually happening. Places like the first one to go from Labour to the Conservatives, Blythe Valley, and the Conservatives won that, even though the Brexit Party was standing. Also in one of the Sunderland seats, if you'd added the Brexit Party to the Conservatives, they would have toppled Labour, but Labour did manage to hold on to that. But each time we see Labour's decline and the Tories winning, and there are already some commentators saying this is heralding a massive realignment in British politics. There's one who said, it looks like the Conservatives are becoming the party of the working class, and Labour is now going to be a middle-class party.
Stunning evening. Well, we're going to be chatting to you all night long. Fantastic to have you with us on set, Alistair Sanford and Victoria Smith.
Okay. How do you like them apples, huh? They couldn't say it, but what they're talking about, not the party of Labour versus the middle-class party. I think they got that wrong for sure. No, it's the Trump party. The conservatives in Britain have become the Donald Trump phenomenon, revolution, the Trump era, the Trump party. Hey, we'll be right back. Wasn't that neat? You're getting that live from Britain. New channel I've got. We'll be right back.
Everybody thought that they'd breathed their last, except John. Through the dust and the smoke of this man-made hell walked a giant of a man that the miners knew well, grabbed a sagging timber and gave out with a groan, and like a giant oak tree just stood there alone, Big John. Big John.
folks, we're living in a world the likes of which we've never perceived any clearer than we do now. The plan for global governance has been in the works for generations and would have likely been achieved by now, but for the fact that the globalists left open their Achilles heel. With all their tools, Federal Reserve System, fiat currency, No Child Left Behind, and then Common Core education introduced to our schools to dumb us down, vaccines, pharmaceuticals to lobotomize us, GMO foods, insertion of compromised or bought and paid for politicians, judges, mainstream media propaganda, all pieced together like a puzzle designed to ultimately bring the world under submission. But with all their strategy, they forgot one thing: knowledge. And knowledge is power. With knowledge, their bombardment is nullified. Folks, with that, as brilliant and knowledgeable as you've become, among the wisest audience of any radio audience in the world, and you are, I want you to take a moment to reflect and ask yourself, how much of that knowledge did I obtain from Republic Broadcasting Network? How high has my consciousness been raised since I've been a listener? How fast am I now able to discriminate truth from fake news by being a Republic Broadcasting listener? How clear am I now able to see the world since I've been listening to RBN? Ask yourselves those questions, folks. Then ask yourself, what is that knowledge worth to me? Like my morning coffee, how would I survive without it? A voice of truth in a sea of lies. Do we not all need to make sure it survives? Like public broadcasting, we are now finding we can only survive with listener support. Censorship, advertisers being attacked, truth itself being attacked. It's the only way through this. We at Republic Broadcasting humbly ask you to become a supporter. Look at your budget and make a determination of what Republic Broadcasting is worth to you and what you can afford on a monthly basis. Go to republicbroadcasting.org and pledge 20, 30, 40, 50, if possible, 100 a month or more if it's affordable. Click the donate button and become a regular monthly donor. Assure both us and yourself that Republic Broadcasting truth will continue to flow like that morning coffee. The network thanks you.
Tired of being lied to by mass media? It's growing more and more apparent today that news is received less and less through standard media outlets. Even with a growing audience every day, RBN is beginning to direct more efforts into social media. Social media and the use of the internet is fast becoming the primary source of people for news, regardless of demographic. RBN has set out to provide some of the best news on the internet through republicbroadcasting.org and also has begun to use the tools to our advantage by way of social media. Republic Broadcasting is now operating a Facebook page to function as yet another avenue to have our collective voice reach new audiences across not only America, but across the globe as well. The Facebook page features not only news, but also an RBN player to listen to our broadcast. Get involved by visiting facebook.com/republicbroadcasting and liking our page and share it with your friends and family, because you can handle the truth.
Big John. Big John.
Every morning at the mine, you could see him arrive. He stood 6 foot six and weighed 245, kind of broad at the shoulder and narrow at the hip. And everybody knew you didn't give no lip to Big John.
Big John. Big John.
Big Bad John.
Big Bad.
Big John.
Donald John Trump, that is.
Nobody seemed to know where John called home.
Hey, well, I can tell you where he calls home. He calls Palm Beach, Florida home now, because he threw in the towel on New York City. And where I was born also. Anyway, so the good news is piling on here today. Boris Johnson, let's see if we can get the Brits back on that I've got this live connection to Europe now. Let me just see if put this back up here and unmute it.
A massive defeat. Victoria, what's your take on all of this as we see Jeremy Corbyn arrive there in Islington North? Extremely tough night for this Labour Party leader.
It looks that way if the exit polls are to be believed. Now, does this mean an end to Jeremy Corbyn's socialist experiment? Is that battle over, or is it going to be a long-fought war from the left of the party? And we need to look at who Jeremy Corbyn would like to perhaps succeed him. If it comes to that, the likes of Laura Pidcock or Rebecca Long-Bailey, or would we move more to the middle ground when it comes to a new leader?
Isn't this great? That's live from Britain. This is all happening right now. There's Jeremy Corbyn. He's a socialist/communist. And he lost big today in his party. And the Donald Trump crowd, Boris Johnson, they won big. And that's in with the complicating factor that Nigel Farage created something amazing in just a matter of weeks and months called the Brexit Party. And in some cases, the Brexit Party got a lot of votes and the Conservatives got a lot of votes, and they didn't combine their votes. They would have beaten Labour had they done so. But a big thank you goes to Nigel Farage, because in hundreds of constituencies, Nigel Farage stood down his party so that the Conservatives could win. A tremendous act of patriotism by Nigel Farage. And without that, the Conservatives would not have this victory. So the let's turn it back up here. But, of course, Brexit is wonderful for us. And what we'll be seeing in the next, you know, week or so is we'll see huge congratulations going from Donald Trump out to Boris Johnson. I wouldn't be surprised to see Boris Johnson fly to the White House or Donald Trump fly to London to personally, the two men personally, to craft a let's use Donald Trump's intonation here, huge trade agreement, very beneficial to both of our countries. But the British people who voted Brexit, who voted Conservative this time, they will feel immediate reward. I mean, America is a huge economy, and if Donald Trump writes the trade deal the way he will write it, every Briton will feel their stock market surging, their companies, their employment, their wages, their trade, everything going up, prices going down in Britain, everything happening beautifully in Britain. So this is going to happen here shortly. And of course, it'll greatly redound to the credit of Donald Trump, because it'll be obvious our cousins, our first cousins, our British cousins, have joined us on the Trump train. Wonderful, wonderful. And the globalists have taken it in the teeth with this this result. So good news tonight. Let's go back to the house here. Okay, they're filtering back in, so they're getting ready to reopen the microphones here. They're not be a few minutes, I can see that. But they're coming back in from dinner or whatever they were doing. And now, Donald Trump, let's go to the Twitter account. My gosh, I don't know. I'm not even going to try to count all the tweets he's got today. I mean, it's scores and scores of tweets. I mean, it's just incredibly, it was wonderful. there are video clips here. Louis Gohmert of Texas, he was on the microphone today, and he said he had an amendment to offer to the Jerry Nadler motion, the two counts of impeachment of Donald Trump. And Louis Gohmert said he had an amendment, and his amendment would strike the name Donald John Trump and insert Adam Schiff and Jerry Nadler. A motion to impeach Petzelneck, Shifty Schiff, and Nasty Nadler. Anyway, it was, now, as I say, there's no joy in Mudville, because, I mean, there's some, but not, it's not all joy, because it, and you can see it on Louis Gohmert's face. The, after he made some of his comments, there was a look in his eyes, staring off into time and space, because he could see, well, I'll give you the phrase he used at one of those moments. It was key. He was looking into the future, and it wasn't good what he was seeing. We'll be right back.
Tuned in to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit our website by going to republicbroadcasting.org.
Many people write us about their experience with Extendivite. Allow me to read you some from Amazon.com. This product is superb. I have been taking it for about a year now, and I can feel my cardiovascular system run like a Swiss watch. I definitely recommend this product for anyone that has high cholesterol, high blood pressure, and heart palpitations. A+. It's potent, but it works. I have been waking up for the past 3 years with numb hands, and a week into using Extendivite, my numb hands seem to have cleared up. My circulation was off, and now it's back on track. So I'm happy. I feel so energized, and I have my husband on it now. My mother-in-law has cholesterol problems, so I bought her a bottle as well. Thank you so much. Love the product. Tell us your story. Get Extendivite today. Call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
OMG! People are jumping on board to the Life Change Tea Regiment. Brew, steep, and drink. For a gentle, taste-great cleanse. It's changing how they feel. See what everybody's talking about. Log on to GetTheTea.com. That's GetTheTea.com. Life Change Tea aids in digestive slowdown and helps people get moving down a healthy path. We won't make claims. We'll just let you decide. Experience is much better than a commercial anyway. If you want results, log on to GetTheTea.com and purchase your Super Strength Cleansing Tea. You won't be disappointed. And if you're looking for some mind-body suggestions, go to YouTube and punch in the search bar, Health Matters Now. That's Health Matters Now. Put power into your health now. So, GetTheTea.com, that's GetTheTea.com for Super Strength Tea, and YouTube, Health Matters Now. That's Health Matters Now for valuable suggestions. GetTheTea.com, the tea that makes you go.
Corporate media dominates the American opinion. Finding independent voices that counter this avalanche is becoming increasingly difficult. With the endless corruption running rampant throughout our government, independent voices are needed more than ever to battle the offensive against our freedoms and liberties. As a listener of RBN, no one understands this concept better than you. Now it's up to you to do your part. The time has come for you to take action and begin broadcasting the truth to hundreds or thousands of people every month. Sound impossible? Quite the contrary. With pointed slogans from LibertyStickers.com, you can reach countless sleeping Americans unaware that they live in a real-life wonderland. LibertyStickers.com has a huge inventory of political bumper stickers and messages that reflect the truth about our government, our politicians, and the future of America. With so many in stock, there's one perfect for you. Visit us today at LibertyStickers.com. Again, that's LibertyStickers.com. Do your part. Your voice is important. Let it be heard.
Welcome back, folks. Hey, we're halfway into our show, and let me open my caller board here to look for your fine names out there. Now, I don't see anybody, so that means their line's open at 800-313-9443. It just gets worse and worse. I can't cover this news. I can't keep up with this, and neither can you. Nobody can. It's mind-bogglingly. It's both good and bad. And the bad part, this is what Louis Gohmert, he made a closing comment, and I should have written his words down, but he said something. He closed his 5-minute segment with this. He said, he closed with a dramatic flourish. He said, well, this what we see happening in Congress will be the end of our Congress, something. The end of our Congress. But then he said, with a hitch in his voice, he said, and that faraway look, he said, and this, what was happening, what's happening with this impeachment will be the end of our future. And his voice just trailed off. Because it's Louis Gohmert, who's been around a long time. He's seen it all. He remembers America when it was great again, as all of us older guys do and gals. He remembers that great America, that great Texas, and he is seeing it go away. And so we have a glorious moment right now. This is glorious victory there in Brexit, glorious victory with Donald Trump. This impeachment disaster is a total dumpster fire for the demon rats. It's just turning out beautifully. But is it saving us completely? It's a beautiful, we're winning this battle, but are we winning the war? And this is where there's dejection in Mudville, because I have to go look it up. What is the metaphor of Mudville? I've forgotten what the whole story is of no joy in Mudville, but the mighty Casey struck out. Well, the mighty Casey is Donald Trump. I'll go look it up so I can use that metaphor in the future. But the we're losing the immigration battle. We're losing the demographic battle. It goes to the three-word formulation. Demography is destiny. That's our destiny. And the demography is not looking good. Yeah, which means our destiny is not looking good. That's the no joy in Mudville. Now, that can be fixed. It can be fixed. But it's a gargantuan task. And but what the hell? This is a great fight. It's a great ride. There have been many, we're winning a few battles. And we're not going to go down quietly. And we're not going to go into that night. That is, our people will survive one way or the other. We're going to survive into the future, but it might not be quite as glorious, and the borders might not be as wonderful as they once were back when Louis Gohmert was a little boy, and I was, and Donald Trump was. But anyway, that's a bigger subject. Let me see if I can find the president has scores of tweets on here, and let me just pick one out, and they're like 29 seconds. Here's one right here. Here's Matt Gaetz, put up by the president. Let's listen to him.
Gentleman from Tennessee, Mr. Cohen's debate on the last subject really shows what we're dealing with. This is not a rifle shot impeachment with facts and evidence. This is bird shot. I mean, he talked about everything from, the campaign finance concerns to Trump University, concerns about charities. This is like, pin the tail on your favorite impeachment theory, because they don't have evidence for any one single thing to impeach the president for. I yield back. The gentleman from Tennessee, Mr. Cohen's debate on the last sub.
So that was good. There were so many wonderful moments like that. And then the president has tweet after tweet after tweet today. Let me find another great one here. Oh, now here's a guy talking about winning the battle. Here's a mixed martial arts guy. UFC or something. He's in the ring. I'm not familiar with this guy, but he loves Donald Trump. So the president tweeted it. His name is Bryce Mitchell at MMA. And so listen to what he has to say. He's coming out of a fight. Apparently he won. So he's a little bit. Here we go.
But I am here with the man of the moment, Thug Nasty, Bryce Mitchell. You own this Capital One Arena here tonight after turning in just the second Twister submission in UFC history. Dominant performance tonight and a huge win. Congratulations. How do you feel?
I want to thank God for my family, my friends, my teammates, coaches, manager, everybody back home in Arkansas supporting me. Y'all know I love Arkansas. And Reebok, y'all going to have to kill me. Or maybe some camo shorts, because I ain't shutting up till then. And Donald Trump, I'm up here in D.C. If you need help flipping some politician, holler at me, brother. I'll do it for free.
You need some help whipping some politician, brother. I'll do it for free. I'll have to start following him. He did the second. It's called a Twister submission. I have no idea what it is, but it doesn't sound too good. He did this only the second Twister submission in all of MMA history. So I'll have to see if I can watch that fight to see that sucker. Anyway, let's see. I'll find another winner here. Oh my gosh, there's so many. Dozens and dozens and dozens of tweets today. Let's go to. We haven't taken a look at Breitbart yet. Let's see what the heck's on the top of Breitbart. And then let's also go over to England here and see what the news is out of England. I'll turn it up. Here it is. Let me unmute it here. Get the news out of England.
The victory, the scale of the loss. Labour is going to have to rebuild itself pretty much from zero. Where does it begin? What are you hearing?
Yeah, it's really difficult. Where does it begin? Well, first of all, it has to look at the results. The results are showing that it could be the worst election for Labour since 1935. As I say, where they are winning is here in London, in the capital. Very will remain during the EU referendum. They're also winning in other parts of the southeast of England, in kind of rather liberal middle-class parts. They'll do well in...
Of course they're winning in London. There aren't any white people left in London. It's kind of an exaggeration, but not too far off the mark. So great news continues to be the news coming out of Britain. They're slower to get their results than we are here in the U.S. Not quite as much, you know, they're not able to. It just takes them a day to get the results out. Slightly different system, more complicated, more parties. But it looks wonderful there. So we'll be rejoicing about a big Boris Johnson victory tomorrow. And you'll see the president. Let's look and see if the president is congratulating him yet. Let's see if the president, he doesn't want to jump the gun and be too early. Let's just see. I don't think he can really. No, I don't think it's too early. It'll have to be tomorrow that he extends congratulations to Boris Johnson on his parliamentary victory. Let's see what the top of Breitbart says. Oh, did you see this one? Person of the Year, Time Magazine. Greta Thunberg. How did she say it? Thunberg? Person of the Year. Oh, my gosh. it was somebody that called her a brat. Who was it? Was it someone, some big person on the right called her a brat? That was wonderful. Here's a picture of Arnold Schwarzenegger giving her a big smile and a hug. And I've told you this story before. I just noticed this. Arnold Schwarzenegger is my former, yes, next door neighbor. In fact, not only next door neighbor, he was down the hill from my mom's house. And so he was our next door neighbor, and we looked, you know, through the bushes, and there's Arnold Schwarzenegger. Anyway, he has turned into just a whack job. What a dope. Let's see here. What is, let's go to the very top of Breitbart and hit the refresh button. It's happening so fast. They must be, you know, all these news aggregators like Breitbart, it must just be a madhouse in wherever their central office is. The House expected to vote on impeachment Wednesday. Okay. Let's see what they're saying about the poll. The election live wire on Breitbart. I don't know if it's as live as my television connection. I think I'm more live than they are. See, I can just click over here, and we're in London. Listen up, right here, live from Britain, right here.
Holding Britain back, and that almost, even if you didn't agree with Brexit, essentially getting Brexit off the political narrative, unlocking the logjam here in Parliament, focusing on other domestic issues like the health service, criminal justice system, on crime and education, was important, and that wasn't happening. And I think Boris Johnson has managed to sweep up some of those votes. But we may well end up at the end of tonight, though, still with actually the opposition parties who were essentially ostentatiously for Remain or for a second referendum. So that is Labour, the SNP, the Greens and the Liberal Democrats. They could end up with a very respectable vote share. They may well actually do it quite well. They might get more votes than the Conservative Party.
And Darren, so we're just hearing that the Conservative Party... Sorry, Darren, to interrupt you there. We're just hearing that the Conservative Party has now also gained Burnley. So it really does seem that This labor, all these labor strongholds are just disintegrating before our very eyes this evening. Now, some will be holding up, but these predictions of a big conservative victory, massive labor losses, are really standing up this evening.
Yeah, indeed. And Burnley is, I mean, it doesn't really get in many ways more labor than that. Many of these constituencies have been labor since they were drawn up.
The Labour Party is forecast to have their worst result since 1935.
Labour, that is no longer the case tonight. As I say, it is that extraordinary situation where those working class towns and cities in the north of England are turning out to vote for the Conservative Party on the right, and that actually in the cities like London, people are turning out to vote for the Labour Party. People here who are quite affluent but do fundamentally want to remain inside the EU. But coming back to my earlier point is that, Isabel, I think we can't just conclude that Britain is no longer split on Brexit. It really is.
Now, what do we see here? It's just as Donald Trump has done here in America, and he's the leader on this. Rural America, flyover America, laboring America, Rust Belt America, middle class America. The British mean a different thing when they say middle class. That's their coastal class. The coastal class, New York, L.A., California, that's all that the demon rats have. Everything in between is red, except for, you know, the huge immigrant enclaves in Florida and Texas and so on. But so Britain's experiencing the same thing. When they said Burnley, which is a labor stronghold, that would be like comparable to, you could say to yourself, Rust Belt voters in places like Ohio or West Virginia, who are traditional Democrats, that would be like Burnley. That would be their Rust Belt. And they've gone conservative. Brexit, it's wonderful. They've gone Trump. let us see here. Let's see if they're back in session. Oh, here he is. Oh, nice. I wanted you here. Here he is, the snake himself, the rat, Jerry Nadler. Now, here's Mr. Sensenbrenner. He's one of the good Republicans. He's got the mic now. Let's listen to him.
Last of a very long day that we've had, I would like to start out by commending the chairman for following the rules. I think that this markup has been a lot better than it could have been, and I think the chairman has been probably very even-handed on that. But that being said, you know, let me say that the chairman and those on his side, you know, the aisle are dead wrong on all of the issues that we've been debating both today and last night as well as beforehand. The Constitution says that the president and other civil officials can be impeached for treason, bribery, or other high crimes and misdemeanors. I think it's very obvious that there was no treason or bribery alleged here. And it goes down to what has been alleged in these two articles.
So we'll pause him for just a moment. But that's very, it's true. Nadler actually not nearly as imperious and Stalinist as Adam Schiff was in his open hearing. Adam Schiff was a real ass and just cut people off, wouldn't let them. He cut off witnesses. He wouldn't let witnesses answer a question from a Republican repeatedly. But Jerry Nadler, actually much more, as Congressman Sensenbrenner said correctly, Republican of Wisconsin, James Sensenbrenner, an older guy, looks like about my age. and he's one of these guys who's not a conservative, he's not a right winger, but he's coming around to the Trump, he's getting on the Trump train. And we're not going to have the problem. I think Donald Trump has solved the problem of the John McCain's and the Mitt Romneys of the world, the neocons and the rhinos, who are such a pain in the ass for the Republican Party in these first few years. I think everybody's on board the Trump train now. And this impeachment has helped solidify that. It's you know, it's nothing like a battle to bring the brotherhood together and to and the sisterhood, to weld everybody into a team. And that's what this is. This fight, this impeachment fight, it's wonderful. The Republican Party is now, for the first time in our lives, looking like a hell of a a hell of a good team. Let's go back to Sensenbrenner. Oops.
Did so loosely and so weakly that it turns the United States into a parliamentary form of government. And the consequence of that is that whenever we have a president, a majority of the House of Representatives...
He's getting too much. He's getting tangled up in the weeds there. But if before the show's over tonight, maybe we'll get it. We'll hear from one of these barn burner fellows like Matt Gaetz or Louis Gohmert. But they're winding it down now, and they're in Washington. We've got one more segment left, and I'll try to give you something from a barn burner right after the break. Stay tuned.
The best of the free life is still yet to come. The good times ain't over for good.
Hey, honey, I'm home.
I grabbed the newspaper on the way home. Look at all the news today.
The newspaper? Don't you know that all you're going to get in the newspaper is propaganda, twisted news, and false information?
Honey, this is a national newspaper. It has to be true.
Ha! For some reason, a majority of the population believe anything the mainstream media tells them. The newspaper does not give out the important attention on what's happening to... Say, does that newspaper mention anything about the North American Union?
No, not that I can see.
I didn't think so. You need to go to www.newswithviews.com, where truth is more important than political correctness. That's www.newswithviews.com. Hey, don't throw that away. We can use that in the birdcage.
Okay, move over. Let me start reading newswithviews.com.
The truth? Read all about it at newswithviews.com. Newswithviews.com, where reality shatters illusion.
Tired of being lied to by mass media? It's growing more and more apparent today that news is received less and less through standard media outlets, even with a growing audience every day. RBN is beginning to direct more efforts into social media. Social media and the use of the internet is fast becoming the primary source of people for news, regardless of demographic. RBN has set out to provide some of the best news on the internet through republicbroadcasting.org, and also has begun to use the tools to our advantage by way of social media. Republic Broadcasting is now operating a Facebook page to function as yet another avenue to have our collective voice reach new audiences across not only America, but across the globe as well. The Facebook page features not only news, but also an RBN player to listen to our broadcast. Get involved by visiting facebook.com/republicbroadcasting and liking our page and share it with your friends and family, because you can handle the truth.
Don't regret growing old. It's a privilege denied to many. Heart disease is taking our youth from us. Young people in their 30s, 40s, 50s, and beyond are dying needlessly. One of the hardest messages I've ever had to deliver is to convince people that something natural like Extendivite should be taken as a preventative measure. I'm sure you heard, an ounce of prevention is worth a pound of cure. Extendivite is that ounce. Take Extendivite for 1 year and see what your doctor has to say and how much better you feel. Herbs take time to address the problem. It took years of life to have a problem. Give Extendivite 1 year to fix the problem. Don't wait until it's too late. Call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com or visit us on Amazon.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Some folks call me a rambling man. I do a lot of thumbing and kicking cans, and it wouldn't do an ounce of good to call my name. 'Cause daddy's name wasn't Willie Woodrow, and I wasn't born and raised in no ghetto. Just a white boy looking for a place to do my thing.
Noah! Wealthy woman, don't take no diploma.
Got a lot to gain.
Hey, Merle Haggard, you know, the people's poet. He always got it right. And boy, he'd be enjoying what's going on right now if he were still with us. Maybe he's looking down on us and enjoying it. with his guitar there and his fiddle. But so they're announcing, it looks like they're announcing in Britain, they're actually making the official announcements of results in Britain. I'll show you what it sounds like here. This announcement of the official results. Here it is. You can hear it.
Elected as Member of Parliament for the cities of London and Westminster constituency.
So there we go. We're hearing the cheers here. Now, this was a key seat, because let's just recall, this was a seat that was...
So they're cheering themselves that they won in London. Big surprise. There aren't any British people left in London. So that's good news. So what can we take away from tonight's broadcast? Great news out of Britain. I think great news out of the impeachment, which is really going badly. There was a key moment today where one of the great Republicans who are really forming a team. The Trump revolution is sweeping the planet, the European planet, and the European world, our civilization. The fellow said, you know, when I was in private practice, before I became a congressman, one of the skills I developed to tell how I was doing, how my case was going, I would watch the faces of opposing counsel, and that could usually tell me how I was doing. And he says, I've been watching the faces of the Democrats here in this hearing, 24 of them, and he says, they really look bad. They are really, and they aren't. They're very downcast, very dejected. It's on their faces. They've been there all day. It's kind of hard to, you know, put on a happy face for an entire long, long day. They're not, they didn't succeed in doing it. They look dejected. They look like dumpster rats in a dumpster fire, demon rats in a dumpster fire. That's what they look like. The Republicans look zippy and clicking their heels and scoring point after point. I used to be in debate big time and debate contests and so on. And if I were scoring the debate today, I would have a card where if you put a tick on your card there for every point that one side makes, it would be Republicans 1,000 and demon rats. I'm not exaggerating, 0. All of these 24 demon rats did not score in debate. Classic high style debate, didn't score a single debate point today, not one. And the Republicans, that's on substance, on style, same thing. Terrible style for the demon rats. Wonderful style, good sense of humor, good sense, good passion, good fire from the Republicans. It's just a complete wipeout for the demon rats. And this is, we're still in the House. I think it's going to get better, even better in the Senate. Donald Trump, pedal to the metal in the Senate. That's the way to go. Lindsey Graham wants to get it over quickly in the Senate. Lindsey Graham's wrong. Donald Trump's right. You want to put on the gloves and have a full 9 rounds in the Senate. So take the gloves off. All right. Well, we'll see you again tomorrow night right here in the Trump Clubhouse with all the results. So long.
How healthy are your arteries? Deteriorating circulation has a number of early warning signs. High cholesterol, high blood pressure, fingers and or toes often go cold, arms and or legs often go to sleep, sharp diagonal crease in the earlobe, short walks cause cramping or pains in legs, memory is not as good as it used to be, ankles swell late in the day, chest pain after physical exercise or emotional stress. If you experience even one of these symptoms, your circulatory system is crying out for attention. Extendivite is a natural solution to help improve your overall health. Extendivite is not your average heart tonic. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com or find us on Amazon.
Extend your life with Extendivite. listening to Republic Broadcasting Network, because you can handle the truth.